With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It's a second week of spiking gas prices. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas has jumped another 8 cents after a 25-cent spike the week before. It's now $5.94 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service rose another 13 cents to $6.46. Again, that's on the back of a 26-cent increase the previous week. On the flip side, the average price of diesel fell a nickel to $6.18 a gallon. According to Off-Reg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at AA Red Bay for $5.78. That's up 12 cents from the last check on June 24th. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.75 a gallon. Off-Reg says folks in Cayman Brac saw a bit of relief with prices falling 4 cents to $6.15 a gallon. Little Cayman residents are still paying $7.25. You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. As you heard right here on Radio Cayman, MP supported a $48 million supplemental appropriation for the Ministry of Education and Training's 2026 budget. That means it's jumped from $21.4 million to just under $70 million for the year.
$48 million to support the acquisition of educational facilities to address immediate and long-term capacity needs within the public education system, while also providing funding to complete the Cayman Brac High School project, including construction, commissioning, and operational readiness requirements.
Speaking to the Supplemental Funding Request and Finance Committee on Tuesday, Education Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin clarified that in relation to the Cayman Brac High School, this is not an increase over the original contract amount.
That amount that's being allocated for that project would be $19 million, but not an additional amount over what was previously discussed and announced.
He added that this funding will help support the purchase of, quote, two additional facilities. However, when pressed for specifics, the minister opted not to announce those potential purchases to the public at this stage. And a new magistrate has been introduced to the Cayman Islands Summary Court. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez on Tuesday announced a new magistrate joining the lower court bench. Mr. Dwayne Murray, a Trinidad and Tobago listed magistrate, appeared during Tuesday's sitting of the main criminal list, shadowing the chief magistrate as he begins transitioning into his role. The appointment will make him the only permanent male magistrate on the bench and the fourth magistrate alongside Chief Magistrate Hernandez, Her Honor Vanessa Allard, and Her Honor Philippa McFarlane. Mr. Murray will fill the vacancy left by Magistrate Kirsty Gunn back in January after 20 years of service. The summary court oversees a wide range of civil and criminal matters, including affliction cases, drug rehabilitation matters, domestic violence applications, and deals with all criminal cases as the court of first instance. The court also operates specialist divisions including traffic, youth, coroner, drug rehabilitation, domestic abuse, and mental health courts. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Police in South Africa say they arrested more than 900 people on Tuesday during nationwide protests against illegal immigration. Tuesday marked an unofficial deadline set by anti-immigration groups for all undocumented migrants to leave South Africa. Amnesty International's called for a peacekeeping force for Sudan after detailing the extent of crimes against humanity allegedly being committed there. The investigation heard accusations of deliberate violence, including killing and rape. The UN's Children Agency is warning that twin earthquakes that struck Venezuela a week ago have exacerbated the risk of child exploitation and trafficking. Local charities have documented reports of rescued children going missing and online ads suspected of trying to sell under-18s. Spain's health ministry says there were more than 1,000 deaths in June attributable to heat. The figure is more than twice the number in the same period last year, which was Spain's hottest June ever on record. Police in Belgium say several people have died in a fire which broke out in a 10-storey apartment block in Antwerp. A search is continuing for anyone left inside the building, which houses more than 200 people. That's the latest BBC News.